Well, are we glad to see you, Mr. Dugan?
Yeah?
So what? So we're going to keep you with us for a nice long visit.
Says you.
Yes, speaking for the law, I do. The law says you're to stay with us for the rest of your natural life. Wouldn't you call that a nice long visit?
Listen to me, Warden. What the law says and what Killer Dugan says are two different stories.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a century bill of mine in your safe that says what I say is right.
And what do you say?
I ain't staying here long.
If you mean this cell, you're absolutely right. We're only putting you in here until we've got room for you in the other wing of the prison. Get in there.
Look out! Who you shove around, Warden? I've bumped off guys for less than that.
Those days are gone forever, Dugan. You fit the old song. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
Yeah? You'll see. You'll find out.
Our radio play for this week, Reward, is based on a story about the resource and courage of plucky high school boys. This story will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that most interesting and entertaining magazine, which has by far the largest circulation in the world. The American Weekly is distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. Laura Wilgin sits in her porch swing, idly rocking back and forth, as Jimmy Trenchley comes up the graveled path.
Hello, Laura.
Hello, Jimmy.
What you doing?
Swinging?
I mean tonight.
Oh, why, I'm expecting George along any minute.
Oh, you gotta be.
Yes, we're going to the movie.
Well, do you mind if I sit with you a few minutes?
Of course not. Come on up in the porch, Jimmy.
Oh, thanks.
It's a lovely night, isn't it?
Yeah. Laura.
Yeah?
I was wondering if you'd go to the club dance with me.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Jimmy, but... You see, George asked me ages ago for that date.
Yeah. He's a pretty popular fellow with you, isn't he?
I like him, if that's what you're hinting at.
Well, you used to like me, Laura. Why, last year we went every place together, remember?
Yes, I remember, and I still like you, Jimmy. Just as much.
Yeah, but you haven't any time to waste on me. Tell me something, Laura.
What?
What's George Daniels got that I haven't?
Yelling?
Oh, no, not exactly. Only, I can't figure out why you should let him take up all your time.
Well, he's famous. Maybe that's why.
Famous?
Why, yes. Isn't he captain of the baseball team?
Well, I'm an athlete, too, ain't I?
You? Well, you're only a substitute on the basketball team.
Well, but let me go.
Oh, they're good now. Woo! I'm coming, Dad.
Okay.
I gotta go now. Jimmy, I'm awfully sorry. Say, why don't you get famous? And have your picture and name in the paper like Jerry.
Well, maybe I will one of these days, Laura.
Business fall in line.
Mark! Phew. Another day. Another day. Well, here's where we go home from the office, Dugan, eh?
Yeah. So what,
Caesar? You know one thing I like about working in this office? They never keep you overtime.
No, sir.
When the old whistle blows, we're through work. And the boss gives us our evens to ourselves.
Pipe down, Caesar. They'll drag you up before the big noise.
Keep still back there, you two. Paul! Prisoners, into your cells.
Oh, home sweet home. Neat but not gaudy, eh, killer?
Quit clowning, Caesar. I got something big on my mind.
What?
How's for crushing this iron house?
How? By doing a dead cold sneak?
Sure, unless you want a backdoor parole.
Hey, I don't want to be dead when I get out of here.
I'm supposed to be doing it all. But I warned the warden I wouldn't be here any longer than I could help.
You've got quite a name for going over the hill, ain't you?
There ain't an iron house built that can keep Killer Dugan from getting out when he wants.
Well, I'm with you, Killer. But how are we going to do it? We ain't got no rod.
Did you see the piece of ironwork I was turning out this afternoon?
Yeah.
The screw thought I'd bent it out of shape. Told me to straighten it out tomorrow. Well, we'll straighten it out all right after we fitted it to the pole I got hid back on my machine.
I don't get you, Killer. How are we straightening it out?
Listen. tear up all your old clothes into strips.
What for?
We'll wind them around the pole so we can get a grip on it quick, see?
Yeah.
When we get our chance, we'll hook the bent iron over the yard wall, climb up, swing the pole over, and slide down. Get it?
I blow wise.
Yeah, but what about the yard hack?
What do you take me for, a sea blow? We don't hoist the pole until the time is right. And I figure on next Wednesday being our best bet. It'll be the big day for the boys.
Oh, you mean they'll be busy watching the visitors?
Sure.
But if they ain't, we'll take a walk up back.
Yeah? Just leave everything to me.
It's all Jimmy's idea, so I think he ought to tell you about it himself. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Thanks, Phil. Well, fellas, I know this is an athletic club, but I thought we might turn it into a secret society at the same time.
Hey,
you know, lots of federal agents carry on some business as a blind for their real work, you know.
Gee, that's
right. Now, I figure that we can still play basketball and at the same time learn how to become G-Man. We're luckier than lots of fellas because we got the state penitentiary right here in town. And we can learn lots more about criminals than if we lived somewhere else. Now, if you fellas are all in favor of turning our club into a secret society and becoming Junior G-Man, I got a surprise for you.
Okay, Jimmy, we'll put it to a vote. Now, all in favor, yell aye.
Aye!
It's unanimous. What's the surprise, Jimmy?
I'll show you.
I wonder what it is.
Come on in, Warden. The fellas thought it was a swell idea.
It sounded like they did, Jimmy.
Fellas, Warden Grant has come down to tell us what he thinks of our idea. Warden, go ahead and tell him.
Boys, I think you're doing a fine thing. If all the boys all over the country made it their business to learn how to stamp out crime and the criminals, it wouldn't be long before our jails wouldn't be as full as they are now. You want to be G-Man.
Well, that's right. Yeah. You sure do. Will you help us, Warden?
You bet I will. I just dropped down tonight to tell you that you can count on me anytime in any way. And now, if there are any questions you'd like to ask...
Well, Warden, are the gangsters as tough as the newspapers say they are?
Not all of them. It just depends on the circumstance they find themselves in. We have at the prison at the present time one of the toughest thugs in the country. Killer Dugan, he's called. He's under sentence of life imprisonment. One night last winter, Dugan and a pal entered a drugstore with the idea of...
Good evening to you, gents. What can I be obliging you with?
With reaching for the ceiling, buddy.
What?
This is a stick-up. Get up your hands.
You bet I will. Here they go with my gun at them.
You shut my pal, why you...
There, I guess that pays you back, Irish. I killed the old buck, Steve.
Come on, get up. We got to scram. Steve, what's... Dead.
So long, Steve. Sorry, I got to leave you this way.
Warden, that sure was exciting. Oh, how did they catch that guy, Warden?
Well, as Dugan walked out of that door, he walked into the arms of the druggist's best friend, the chief of police.
Oh, boy, they got him, eh?
He went to jail, of course, but his mania for opening doors went with him. And he managed to walk out of every prison they put him in. But now we've got him up there on the hill, and that's where he's going to stay. Well, now, boys, I'm afraid I'll have to be getting back to work. Tomorrow's visiting day, and I've got arrangements to make for doubling the guard.
Oh, thanks a lot for coming down, Warden. You've been a great help to us. Maybe we can be of help to you sometime.
You may at that. Who can tell?
I know. We can't make a break yet. Look at the hex over by the wall.
Primus, I hope they don't freeze there. The hands are sweating now. The suspense is killing me.
They'll be busy shooing out the visitors in a minute, Geezer. Then we can take the runoff powder. Let's work our way over where we hit that pole and hook.
Okie doke, Killer. You was right, Killer. The herders are starting to break up and leave the wall unguarded.
They better have. I aim to get over, and I just as soon make the trip without having to take the electric cure.
Yeah, me too.
Watch your chance, Peter. It's going to be a quick trick.
You're telling me. I won't be no longer flying the coop than you.
I wish we could have had time to slip out of the numbers. But we'll have to wait till later to change our clothes. Here's our big moment. Come on, Geezer. Hoist that pole.
All right, all right.
Up you go, Geezer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here I come.
All right, give me a hand.
Here.
That's one, killer. You sure can shimmy up the pole.
Throw it over the wall.
Yeah.
And get going. We ain't got no time to lose.
Fellas,
yeah.
You see this whistle?
What of it? It's just a basketball whistle.
Yeah, but it's a police whistle, too. All us junior D-men are going to have one. Listen.
Boy, it sure sounds really like one.
Hey, look. Aren't those convicts over there?
Convicts?
Where?
Over there trying to start that car.
Well, so it is.
Listen.
Oh, there's a prison alarm. They must have escaped from the pen.
Hey, what do we do?
What do we do? Capture them, of course. That's what G-men are supposed to do. I got an idea. Watch. There they go, down the street. Holy gee, they split up. Come on, gang. Some of you fellas take that one. I'm sticking to this boy.
Come on.
I'm with you, Jimmy. But gee, Bill, look. He's heading toward my house.
Hey, look. He's stuck under your side board.
Yeah. We got him now. There ain't any way out except the way he went in. Come on, Bill. We got this guy cornered.
How come we have?
Hey, look. Come on, boy.
Watch out. Now spread out.
Hey, you. You under the house there. It's no use. We got you. Come on out.
Yeah, come out or we'll drag you out.
Oh, fellas, be good sport. Let me go.
Like fun, we will. But you might as well come out. We got your corner.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah, come on, fellas. Give me a break.
You try to run for it, and we will. We'll break your neck.
You said it, Jimmy.
Yeah, you bet.
G-men never lose their man.
Yeah, but see, now the problem is, how are we going to get this bozo back to the penitentiary?
Gosh, that's right.
Hey, here comes a police car.
Oh, good. We won't have to worry anymore. Jimmy, signal the cops to come here.
I hope my pal has had better luck than I've had.
Oh, don't worry. The rest of our gang will get him, too.
Hey, what's going on here, boy?
Hello, Law. We just captured a first prisoner from the penitentiary.
Yeah, we got him under the perch there.
Yes, boy, don't stand a chance with us. Wait, it's the warden. Here he is, warden.
Well, where have you got him, boys?
Wait, under the porch, see?
Yeah, let's take a look at him. Well, if it isn't Mr. Dugan.
All right, crackwise.
Come out of there, Dugan.
Do you boys know you've captured the most dangerous killer in the state?
What?
It was all Jimmy's idea, Warden. He blew that basketball whistle to make the convicts think it was a police whistle.
Yeah, you fooled us all right.
That's what made me and Geezer split.
Nice work, boys. You'll get a reward for this. All right, come along, Dugan.
The kids ain't as soft as you sissies with shotguns, Warden.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm terribly proud of you. Why, you're wonderful, Jimmy.
Do you really think so, Laura?
You bet I do.
Enough to go to the club dance with me instead of Jerry?
I'll say. Why, you're 10 times more famous than he is, Jimmy, and besides, you're going to get a reward.
Oh, shucks, Laura. If you'll go to that dance with me, that's all the reward I want.
The radio program to which you have just listened was taken from a fascinating story of youthful courage and resourcefulness, which will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. This is only one of the many entertaining stories which will be found in this magazine, which has the world's largest circulation. The American Weekly is distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we turn you over to your own announcer.
Good day, Mrs. Blake.
Who said it was?
Why, anything I can do for you, Mrs. Blake?
Yes. Go away and leave me alone. I came down the bank's vault to have a little privacy.
Oh, certainly. Excuse me, Mrs. Blake.
Nosy young whippersnapper.
Good day, Mr. Cartwright.